This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with episode 249. And today I'm going to talk about home and school life hacks. You know, life is hard enough without making things more difficult. And through the years, I've discovered some amazing ways to shortcut things. I love shortcuts. I don't know about you, but I really do. And so anything to make life, home, homeschooling, and all of the above easier is awesome. I want to thank today's sponsor, Media Angels, which is a company that I own. And check out the Media Angels membership site. I want to just share that with you. If you are on a budget, you can get all of my books as a download. I taught a bunch of classes on the topic of creationism, and it is awesome. And also, I have some American history classes that I worked on with my brother-in-law, and those are wonderful as well. So check that out. Check out the Media Angels membership. And again, we'll hear more information about that in just a little bit. So I'm going to give you fair warning. If you've been a listener of this podcast for a while, you know I'm not a perfectionist. And so I am going to share that little tidbit, but also know that I get a lot done in each day, and sometimes I'm astounded, and a lot of it's by the grace of God, okay? I pray constantly all day, and I ask God's help. And so I really feel like the Lord has blessed that that endeavor anyway, and knowing that I can't do anything on my own. So one of the things I purpose to do each day, because I hate making my bed, okay? Another true confession here. But I read somewhere that successful people make their beds because that's one thing that they accomplish each day. And for those of us that are home, how many times do you walk into your bedroom and if that bed is not made, you feel like, you know, something's out of whack? So that's one of the things that I started doing. And you know how we talk about that character is caught, not taught? I don't know if you've heard that saying before, that we try to teach our children all these things. And the best way you can teach your kids is through example. And all of a sudden, I noticed that my youngest son, his bed was made. And I kind of, you know, mentioned that to him and said, hey, you know, congrats. I see that you're making your bed each day. And, you know, he's 17 now and super busy with school and sports and everything else. And he said, yeah, you know, I just figured that if I did that, I felt like I was accomplished that day. So a lot of times we teach without words. And so when that happens, that is wonderful. And so it builds confidence, you know, and it's something easy that you can teach your kids to do early on when they're little. And again, it is something that I felt like, you know, wow, I didn't even have to put it on a chore chart or make it a rule like I did when they were younger. So I'm going to share with you different categories, and today I'm going to just tackle the following. I'm going to start with the home because that seems like the most insurmountable at times. Then I'm going to talk about homeschooling. And then I'm going to give you some traveling tips. Whether or not you travel anywhere far, we travel every day when we're in our car and go run errands, right? And then some first aid ones that work really, really well. So those are the four categories: home, homeschool, traveling, and first aid. All right, so let's go to the home first. So the first thing I'm going to say is to reduce clutter. And as I sit here and record this, I am in a very messy office. And this is one of my to-dos. This room used to be my daughter's room. Then it was an office that my husband used. And then I took it over as an office. But when I took it over, I started putting things in here, like in the closet. There are, you know, past, you know, records of taxes and so forth. So this week on my list of to-dos is to get this room cleared off of anything that is not necessary for when I'm doing my recording or doing work. And I'm really excited about that. But the first thing is to declutter. And I've been doing this slowly. I can't ever make enough time to do a big, huge decluttering like I would like to, but it's the number one way to stay sane as a homeschool mom and to remember that less is more. I had a friend who, Val Pellegrino, I'm going to give her a shout out. And Val and her family lived on a sailboat for many years. Her husband's a merchant marine, and he's a captain of a big oil ship now. So he's home at different times of the year. And when she lived on a sailboat before they sold it and they built a house, she said they only had so much room. So she got really good at not having a lot of clutter. And I looked around and years ago started getting rid of those little knickknacks from field trips or something that your aunt gave you or whatever. And I started getting rid of all of those things. My mother loved knickknacks, and I gave them to my daughter. And then after that, my daughter moved out, and she had a whole box of stuff that she was going to give me that she didn't want to take. And we just gave them away. We gave them to charity, and we just decided we're not going to keep them because all of those things need to be dusted. So we gave them away, or you can store them away, like dolls that your girls no longer have or use, or like we have our big Lego table that my son isn't ready to give away and give all those Legos away, and someday he wants them for his family. So, you know, store those away, put them away somewhere, and, you know, get rid of that dusting time. The other is, a day to do certain things. Now, I did a podcast on planning. That's podcast 248 if you want to check that out. And you can find the show notes to this podcast at Vintage Homeschool Moms. And then look for life hacks for home and school. But the one I did on planning really does explain kind of like my go-to. So like Monday is laundry day. So not only am I going to do the laundry, but I'm going to fold and put it away. Tuesday was when I did dusting and floors. Then we ended up actually moving floors to Fridays. Wednesday was for food shopping. And on that day, we either did something on the grill or I had a casserole. Thursdays were for lessons. So if the kids had piano lessons or, sports always threw a wrench into everything. But that was usually in the evenings. And then Fridays were for field trips and a makeup day for school. I also used Friday for game day. And then Saturday was for mega cooking for the week and for events that I ended up having, whether I was hosting them online or the kids were, had something that they were participating in. And then Sunday, obviously, for a day of rest and worship. And of course, your routine might look different than mine, but it gives you at least a handle on what to do and how to do it. The third thing is to work as a team. I always asked my kids for help. So when they're really little, obviously, there's, dad's going to have to come in, or you're going to have to, find a friend with similar age children and just swap, take turns, have them come over and watch all the kids at your house or vice versa. My daughter would come over, second oldest, who's married now, and we would have, a cooking day where we would work together and cook meals, and then she would take some home and I would take some home. We did that this year for Christmas time and baking cookies. We worked together. And then she took some home, and I had some to give away and then to have for Christmas Day. So You know, work as a team, enlist your kids' help as much as possible, you know, have them take turns watching little ones, or again, you know, swap out as you can. And then the fourth is to bundle and multitask. There's much to be said about multitasking. I love it. And what I'm saying, you know, obviously use your wisdom on this, you know. So like, you can fold clothes when you're listening to little ones read. Or you can, you know, make dinner with the little ones playing or doing some kind of art activity. So there are things that you can do with kids that are around and working and busy. So, you know, again, use your time wisely. And then the fifth is errands. Now, this is what used to do me in. Like, I would be in the middle of my homeschool day and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've got this, this, and this to do. And so I couldn't move on. Like, I couldn't think of what else I needed to get done in my homeschool day because that errand was looming large. So I tried from then on to plan my errands and to kind of map it out. You know, I live in an area that has gotten vastly bigger and bigger and bigger through the years. And what used to take me 15 minutes, you know, to get to and back home round trip, 30 minutes, has now turned into 45. So I plan accordingly. Another thing that has been an awesome thing is home deliveries. Now, I don't know if you want to invest the money in something like that, but I know our grocery store, it has a home delivery service. And I thought, gosh, that's so dumb because it's like, you know, 15 minutes from my house. And that really still is 15 minutes from my house. It used to be five. But, and so I thought, you know, that's so silly. But there is a couple of things that I hate to do. One of them is to stand at the deli while they are, you know, my family, my boys and my husband, they eat, you know, a lot of cold cuts for lunch. You know, they work on the construction site, or my husband is a home inspector. And they'll take sandwiches. So, you know, there are certain deli meats they like, and I switch it up. And that was like one of the huge undertakings that I couldn't stand doing. And then the other is I don't shop. I shop at a big, I don't like to use brand names, but a warehouse, okay? And so I get a lot of my bigger purchases there that where I save a lot more money than at the grocery store. But there are still things like produce and smaller quantities of things that I get at the grocery store. So I ended up investing in the home delivery service. And I do feel guilty, I will tell you that. But someone sent me a free $10 bonus for a free delivery. You don't have to, but you can tip the driver. They do put a little service charge on your order, and you know, it's been like, it was like $4 or something like that. However, you could, you know, tip more if you wanted to or not. And anyway, that has been the biggest lifesaver for me, where I can order certain things from the grocery store. I have saved money because I never could get out of a grocery store for less than $100. And I'm placing orders online that are much less than that, you know, $30, $40, because if you do the yearly subscription, you don't need to pay a minimum. So that, I'm just throwing that out there. And I also know that some of the larger stores are doing that where you can shop online, pay for it online, and then go pick it up at a certain time. So that's another thing. Don't overplan. I would do that and have like two or three events every day. And that was one way that I had burnout. And so I quit everything. And then I just added like one thing or another to my list of things to do. And then one of the things that we did for years was I had my kids wear socks in the house or take off their shoes. And I had carpeting for years that never had to be cleaned because we had the no shoes indoor policy, and it cut down on the wear and tear as well as the stains. Now I have tile floors and wood floors in the bedrooms. There's still carpeting upstairs, which we're soon going to replace. And that for me was the biggest, you know, once we put the tile in, then it wasn't, you know, quite so imperative that people didn't wear shoes. And yes, if you were a guest, you could wear shoes in the house. But that really helped a lot. And then the eighth thing was to teach kids to clean up after themselves, no towels on the floor. And the way I handled that was after picking up after some of my kids, I ended up getting them out of bed even after they had just gone to bed, and I'd go to the bathroom and turn off lights and things and consistently pick up towels and then go back in their room and say, you know, you left your towel on the floor. But I finally learned that if I went into their bedrooms and said, you left your towels on the floor, you need to go pick them up, I only had to do that one time because nobody wants to get out of a nice warm bed and go pick up towels or do whatever. So that also minimized on, you know, the repeated disciplinary kinds of things. And then the ninth was I hang up most of my clothes. I put very few things in the drawer because I found for me that hanging up a shirt is much easier and it's not wrinkled when I pull it out. Some of my kids like to fold their clothes and put them in the drawers. Others like to hang them in the closet, do what, you know, works for you. And then the last thing on my list for home is ask your kids what chores they want to do. Surprisingly, all my kids like jobs that no one else wanted to do. For example, one liked to empty the dishwasher, the other one sweep and mop floors, the other take out the trash and do yard work. Who knew? And we rotated, so everyone learned how to do these chores, but then everybody settled into the chores that they liked as they got older. Then guess what? Nobody hated the chores that they had to do, and every once in a while they asked to switch and that kind of thing, and that was great. So, you know, you want your family to work together as a family, and that is so much more helpful than trying to do it all on your own. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about homeschooling life hacks. I've got 10 of those to share with you, and then more. Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dear to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did. Hey everyone, and welcome back. Felice Gerwitz here with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms, and today I'm talking about life hacks for the home and school. This is episode 249. So I am going to share with you some things that have helped in my homeschool. The first is prepare ahead. There's nothing like knowing what you are doing for the school year. Yes, a whole year in advance. That has been the biggest lifesaver, and there have been times when, you know, I've had a migraine or something came up. My elderly parents were around for many years, and that, you know, kind of threw a wrench in our plans. And, you know, my dad recently died last year. And again, because I knew what was going on in our home and in our homeschool, we could work around some of the unexpected things that happen in life. A couple of years ago, my husband had hip surgery. Again, unexpected, unplanned for, and again, knowing what I was going to be doing helped me tremendously. And it also helps on those days when you can't remember where you are or after a major holiday break. I tell you, this year, I have had the hardest time getting back to work. Even though I had planned ahead for the month of December, I had my podcasts all recorded. I had all of my social media stuff done. I had all of my emails written and, you know, things to the people that needed to take it from there. And so when the new year came around, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go back to work. So now I've learned I need to get, you know, not just 1 month ahead, but a couple of months ahead. So then I can do one or two things to always stay ahead. So whatever that is for you, whatever you are preparing in your homeschool, you know, do you have a big unit coming up on studying the stars, let's say, and you don't have a telescope or you don't have plans to go to the nature center or whatever that is, you know, make those plans ahead of time, have them on a calendar. I use the month at a glance calendar, and I'm giving away a planner. So if you are a member of our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network email list, you will automatically get that planner. I have one with some printables that you can use. So check that out and get that filled out for your year. Number two, don't hate me. Stay off of social media. Yes, I mean you, Mom. The minute you check your emails or Facebook, just real quick, you're going to lose precious time. And this goes for the kids as well. So for me, it was email. So I had to learn that I would check my emails at lunchtime. You know, and now I'm not homeschooling little ones anymore. So I do check my emails in the morning, but I will tell you that that quick check of an email is going to turn into an hour or two. So, staying off of social media will help you if you're going to take a little break at lunchtime or whenever that is for you when kids are playing, you know, set a timer and, you know, stick to that. And that is going to help you. Number three, keep a routine for home and school. Like one of the things I loved about homeschooling was that I didn't have to have a routine. And I quickly learned that if I did not have a routine, the kids were out of sorts and we did not get a lot done. For me, the biggest chunk of the year where I got stuff done was the month of September, the month of January, February, and March. Those 4 months, I got a ton done. October, for some reason, I don't know if it was because we were participating in science fair projects, or that was before, you know, November's coming and there's Thanksgiving and then there's Christmas, but it just seemed like those weeks were so sporadic. So I knew that I was going to do the really big focus of my homeschool in about 4 months for the year. So that's when I would do, we would get some of those heavy duty things that I really wanted to accomplish out of the way. And then in the months where I knew where it was going to be like a hit or miss, or we had other things that were going to be weighing on our time, I had some mini units planned that the kids and I would do so that it was 2 weeks on a unit and, you know, 1 week for something else that we were working on and then another 2 or 3 weeks on another unit. So whatever that is, you know, have some continuity in your homeschool. Use Monday through Friday as subject days, or use Monday through Thursday as subject days and Friday for the things that you have not finished. Number four, divide your books by the number of pages or days in your school, approximately 180. So figure out how many pages you need to complete daily or pages you should read to finish a book, and that will help you. Number five, spread out subjects every other day. For example, Monday and Wednesday for language, arts, science, and science. Tuesday, Thursday for history and reading. Monday, I always did, you know, well, I did Bible every single day. So Monday through Friday for daily Bible reading and math. And in this way, you can accomplish so much more because you're not attempting to complete every subject every day. And that was just my life hack there. Number six, do not leave your home on a school day. Keep errands for after school. And again, I shared with you my why on my home section, but this one tip will guarantee a productive homeschool day. And number seven, everything has a home. Clean up your school area daily. Be sure to return papers, pencils, and books to the proper place. It makes starting the day so much more pleasant. My kids would take their math books in particular to their rooms, and I cannot tell you, my one number four child, Annie, lost that math book more times than I care to share with you, and the child got an A in pre-algebra, I believe, and a B in college algebra, so yahoo for Annie, but I think she really disliked math. She was good at it, but she lost her book more times than I can even mention, so if you bring it back to its home, wherever that is, you'll at least be able to start off the day with it. And then number 8, use a checkoff list for your kids. This is worth its weight in gold. You can see at a glance what is accomplished daily. If you are not the kind of person that wants to nag your children, which none of us want to do, then you can work on that, work toward that with your kids. Have dad check it when he gets home for accountability. Number 9, allow your children to have time off each day. Set aside what I call time to think. I've done whole podcasts on allowing kids to think. I'll try to put a link. I'm going to write myself a note here, link to the thinking podcast. But that is, I believe, one of the things that will really help your children fine-tune what they want to do in this world and also have more productive time. It allows kids to develop hobbies, to read, to discover a passion. You might have to help little ones, by providing some toys for exploration only during this time. And number 10, encourage your older children to teach younger ones something new each day. It reinforces their knowledge, allows them to remember things better by teaching a sibling. And if there's not a younger sibling, you can have the children teach a friend or even you, aunt, uncle, whoever. Kind of a really cool thing. And I have a nephew who loves to make YouTube videos. And so he uses that as his, instrument for, teaching others things. Well, guys, we are out of time, and I am going to share traveling homeschool life hacks as well as some first aid life hacks in the next podcast in 249. I don't normally like to do that, break up podcasts into two sections, but I also didn't want to shortchange and not give you the great information that I wanted to share with you. So take care, everyone. God bless, and I will talk to you soon. Again, you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for podcast 249 and 250. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.